Hello, this is Arosha Shive, and huzzah, happy Clue Day. July 27th is the Clue Day, and we have two clue drops that have to deal with the checkered key and the corrupted key. So let's get into it. Both of these clues would go under the category of cryptography, I would say. Maybe also being a combination with logic. So this is a bit of a different take, if you will, from previous keys have been happening. The last clue drop was the STC key, and that was a logic key. The previous keys from the majority of July have been either geolocation keys or a contest key. So this is getting back to, I guess you can say regular pace. Not say pace, but a regular type of clue, something that many within the Satoshi Treasure Hunter community really likes is the cryptography key. They like the geolocation keys and the contest keys, not as much, but you know, there's a fans for each of these different types of clues, if you will. So let's get into the nature of these particular keys. And before we get into any of that, I just want to say that July 29th, I will be doing the weekly update of just pretty much all that is happening with all the different key solves and what's happening with the game. So let's get to these clues. So a quick clue update. The Earth key, still unsolved. The Zero Knowledge key and the Philanthic keys, those keys don't end till the Zero Knowledge key is July 29th. The Philanthic key is July 28th. Let's see. The street key is July 29th is when that clue ends. The world key, Cashier 01. I have a number of clans, particularly the Steam clan, have publicly stated that they have found all the geolocation keys. So I think the only reason that possibly why this has not been declared found is that the video aspect of the solved hasn't been awarded to everyone or anyone. They must be still going through that. Because most of that wrapped up July 21st. Though, in the past, it seemed like the geolocation keys were kind of one-off. You have to be there. But a couple of them have had the stickers still left over. But then I looked in the public telegram and it seems some of them have been removed. So it's very much possible that the geolocations are going to be one-and-done keys. And I will look more into that aspect of it. The pair key, that doesn't end to August 19th. That's a contest key. The STC key, a logic key, or logic clue, if you will, a logic solve, has been found. And now, these new clues. So the checkerboard key, scan carefully. So this particular clue, enhance a little bit, enhance. This relies on a bit of previous knowledge from participating in other puzzle solves. For example, the mini hunt in Taipei, there was an issue about scanning the QR codes because most people are accustomed to scanning this fashion, you know, FaceTime fashion, vertical, building up. But you have to turn from the hint here, 90 degrees, and scan the QR code that way, horizontal, like the sun or a boat. And with that little hint that the game makers gave us on the Satoshi Treasures mascot, it allowed for people to be able to figure out how to scan the QR codes. So the one to the left here gives you the decryption page. The one on the right puts you in the public telegram. So they're, you know, kind of advertising where other people can meet up. And in the bottom here, this is the key one. This big one, this is where you have to decrypt. And it says it, if you scan it, that you have to decrypt the QR code is encoded to get the passphrase. So there's a bit of a message, and then I'm given the hint, it is called a checkered board. These red dots obviously have some kind of basis for trying to solve this clue. And then you have this down here, where it's a 1 million USD slash BTC times 1,000, which with the symbol from the SDC coin. So the Satoshi treasure coin, which was from the last clue drop, the last puzzle. If you look on the cat, it has, let's enhance. The cat has, in fact, this symbol right up here, which is the symbol of Mercury, and the male symbol on the bottom here. It's like a combination of. And back to the clue. So you have that symbol, and this kind of miffed people, so there was a discussion about it. And then you have a copyright symbol of Lock and Keys Incorporated. So this is where it might be some a combination of cryptography and logic might, because you have to do some internet sleuthing, might play a part in solving for this particular puzzle. Also, they just really love that, this yellow. This is kind of 80s. Reminds me of that squirt, I think, soda can yellow got going on here with the Satoshi treasure mascot. So tilt your camera 90 degrees, scan the QR code to get the decryptor page. And, you know, also now looking at this puzzle, you can see that the QR code style is very different. It's very stylized. I'm not sure if that is important, but you never know. It's something to keep in mind. Particularly the fact that this QR code on the bottom here, the one where you have to decrypt the information inside here that's encrypted in the QR code, is the new kind of pixelated standard format. Just an observation. So let's talk about the discussion here that was going on about this clue. So Komitis, who is part of the Steam Clan, tweeted out to Eric Meltzer, one of the game makers, and he's like, looking at the new clue, it seems that you guys are not paying the original lock wallet anymore, but 1,000 tokens of that STC seen on CMC. This is true. CMC is the abbreviation of coin market cap. Eric responded by stating that, haha, no. The SEC is a joke made up for the clue, Bitcoin for life. And the Komitis responded back, then the clue seems a bit misleading. The original wallet is now already more doubled in value. So, yeah. But again, this bringing up the issue that many hunters have had about the fact that the Bitcoin address has not been disclosed by the game makers for them to kind of be kind of little jokies about the prize pool, if you will. You can understand that it's kind of a, while intentional or not, a kind of a dickish move, if you will, to some people. People kind of taking to that. I want to say we're pretty much almost at 50 keys now. 50 out of the 400, essentially, that you would need to decipher and get to that Bitcoin prize pool. So I can understand how people are a little miffed by that. And then the next clue is the corrupted key, which is something that you have to download. The clue is communication error. And what is known about the file is, one is called corrupted. It doesn't have any particular ending to it, like PDF or ODT or DOC or anything like that. Which application? Application slash OTCTCT-streaming, 3.7 megabytes, and it's from, you know, the site. So you will have to unlock that particular file in a certain manner to be able to decipher the particular clue and then solve for the puzzle, which gives you, you know, no doubt the decryption page and the passphrase. So that's it for this particular clue. Drop, if you will, these two clues, the checkered clue key and the corrupted key. I would say of between the two particular puzzles, I think the QR code one is pretty interesting. And it'd be interesting to see how fast both of these particular clues are solved. Like I said, we're getting close to 50 keys. It's almost towards the end of the month of July, so a number of different keys are now going to be available, whether they're solved or not. And of course, the Earth key still hasn't been solved. So there's that. Again, I will be doing my weekly update about what's going on with the game, what's been solved, how you can solve these particular clues, what keys have been made publicly available, and just pretty much go from there on what's going on with the Satoshi's Treasure Hunt. So my name is Hiroshi Shai. This is Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and on with the hunt. If you would like to contact me, you can reach out to me on Satoshi's Treasure, Satoshi's_treasure on Instagram. There's also Satoshi's Hunters on Twitter, where you can contact me through anchor.fm/Hiroshi Shive. If you like what you see or like what it is I'm doing, you can help support by either sharing or liking or making some comments below on the YouTube channel here. Or you can support financially through Cash App at the money sign Hiroshi. Scan the QR code or input the Bitcoin address and give that way. Or at anchor.fm/Hiroshi Shive/support.